Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again to destroy a happy relationship.
Oh, we'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What's happening, Hack?
There's a lovely couple on the phone today, Caleb and Sarah. And do you guys know what you're doing for New Year's? Because we get to help them decide what they're doing.
Oh, fun. We're good at plans. Sarah won the toss. She goes first. Sarah?
Yay.
What's going on?
So one of my best friends, Megan, she has a fancy big girl job, and she gets to travel to Paris for work.
Wow.
And she invited me to go with her for New Year's Eve.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paris?
Doesn't the Eiffel Tower sparkle at midnight? Well, I guess it does that every night.
It's like the top of every hour or something.
Something on New Year's.
But do they do something
else?
Well,
every night they do. There might be something special for New Year's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we it's a huge thing. Like, we get to celebrate at the Ritz in Paris.
My gosh.
What?
Full course meals, a champagne bar, like, incredible views. It's insane.
Is she a celebrity or something? Or like an influencer or something? Like, those parties you don't just get into. You have to be.
She's in marketing.
Oh. For the Ritz, maybe.
What?
Interesting.
Okay.
That's awesome.
It's like insane. It's something out of like, seriously, like a movie, like getting to live the high life. I've never gotten to celebrate New Year's Eve like that. I've never been to Paris.
Wow. I mean, and she's not bringing, she can only bring one person?
Well, yeah. Okay. That's
so, and she wants you
problem.
To come.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she's inviting me, and yeah, I will be sad to not be spending New Year's with, you know, my boyfriend, with Caleb. But I mean, this is like a once in a lifetime thing, you know?
Yeah.
And
oh
I
my God, Erica, you just keep going. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because Paris for New Year's Eve sounds amazing.
Please.
Yeah. As someone who hated Paris, I'd go.
Oh. You wouldn't hate it.
Please try not to take this wrong. But you're probably one of the most codependent people I've ever met.
I literally was thinking, but it would be a bummer if Dane went and I didn't.
Mm.
You're second only to me. So I'm insulting you, but insulting me. Like, I am also codependent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it's wild that you're like, oh my God, yeah, totally get your man.
But no, I didn't say that at all. We haven't even gone
to
him.
But you just keep saying, yeah. Oh,
because
yeah,
does
yeah.
it not sound amazing?
It does for a single person.
We haven't even.
Okay.
Sounds crowded to me. But...
Oh my God, Hack! I don't know that you get to sound off on it at all because you just want to be home. In fact, if you don't want to be a part of this, head on home, buddy.
Are you serious?
Caleb.
Hi.
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 Oh, buddy.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I've been better.
Okay, so I don't want to come at you from a place of animosity, but to try to like steel man her argument, do you see how incredible this opportunity is or no?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it sounds amazing, but as you said, for a single person, but look, I mean, we have a tradition where we, you know, the New Year's kiss, and we've done it for years, and I don't know. I just can't imagine not being together. It would be the first time.
Yeah, I do get that.
Do you? Yeah. Is it just the kiss that you're going to miss, or do you do other? Do you say like, oh, these are our resolutions, or like, do you do other thing? I mean,
yeah. It's a time where we kind of just set, I guess, our intentions for the new year, and I don't know. It just feels wrong to be ending the year being away from each other. It just, I don't know. It's just not cool.
I mean, if she went to Paris on a random Tuesday, you'd be cool.
I guess. But I mean, this is New Year's, right? I mean, everyone's going to be looking for someone to kiss. And we know that Paris is a city of love. And I don't know, what if some handsome French man approaches you, her, and
some French man. I would also have that fear.
Yeah.
And it sounds like her friend is single.
Right.
Too. So, I mean, otherwise she wouldn't be bringing Sarah.
Yeah, she'd be bringing. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes that just means Sarah gets to be a great wingwoman and go, and then 2 days later I fly home to my
Sarah,
boyfriend.
What happens at midnight in Paris?
In Paris?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? Do you understand Caleb's reservation about this? Like,
about the
10,
handsome
9,
French
and it's
man.
Like people just start kind of like,
finding
I have been at
other.
New Year's Eve parties, and you're just, somebody comes up and lays one on you, and you're just like, oh, well, whatever.
No, that's not how I'm going to react, and I'm going to high-five Megan. We're going to, like, scream. It's a girl's trip. It's not about that. Like, I don't need to have a kiss.
With the Eiffel Tower sparkling in the background and a champagne bar at the Ritz.
And you look at your best friend and go, this is the craziest thing we've ever gotten to do together. This is so cool.
Exactly. It's about, like, celebrating with my friend. Like,
you never got caught up in it?
Not
my
boyfriend.
Yeah. No, but I would hate to go somewhere that I haven't been before, especially the city of love, without my significant other.
Thank you.
Let me jump in with a phone number, 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I have never done what I'm about to do. You are not allowed to call and say that Caleb is insecure. Because that is, every time we
That's
have a thing like this, it's the easiest thing. It is so easy to go, he's insecure. It's also fathomable that with unlimited champagne in the most romantic city on planet Earth, that she could get caught up. It's like
on the other side of the world.
Correct.
Where, but I think we're doubting her loyalty to him.
Exactly. No. What about a little trust?
I'm not being insecure. It's just we've always been together on New Year's. Hello.
Buddy. I think two things can be true here. It can be true that she could have an amazing girls trip with her best friend for New Year's in Paris. Mm-hmm. And it can be true that he doesn't like it, and it also isn't probably ideal.
But who wins then?
None of my business.
Yeah, as she's packing and getting more and more excited, he's going to be getting more and more deflated. Yeah.
What are your dog looks when you're packing your bag?
Oh, don't talk to me.
Sit in the suitcase, Caleb.
That does work.
It does.
You guys, this is terrible because we're making light of it, but this is a real, and you need to decide.
Yeah.
Like, you're either going very, very soon, or will you be mad, Sarah?
What? Do we just let her foster resentment for the rest of her life?
For the rest of her life for missing a trip?
Like, an amazing once-in-a-lifetime trip. I want to feel like there's enough trust in my relationship that I can go on that, and it'll be okay.
No, I'm just saying, I've been in monogamous relationships, and then you get in certain situations. I'm not saying I acted to the nth degree, but to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, maybe.
But that's you.
But no, because you just get, you're in this, you're telling me you've never just been caught up in it. You're like, oh, this is a phone party. I shouldn't be here. But here I am.
Think we kissed, but I forgot.
Right.
That's like a Katy Perry song.
I was going to say that.
I was like, huh?
Yes. But I'm not trying to not trying to foster his weird feelings, but it's like, it's a movie trope, you guys, in the City of Love. It's just, and him doing the Frenchman accent. It's mademoiselle, it would be a shame to let your face not be kissed on this moment.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I'm with someone. I like, you can
but
just
he's not
put
here
a-
right now.
Okay, that doesn't matter. You can still put a boundary
down.
Have
another glass of champagne.
I will happily, and then I'll get away from you, and I'll go giggle with my best friend.
I like it.
Gosh.
Guys, hang on. We're going to decide travel plans or sit tight. Don't move. This is the most impossible thing I've ever imagined, because you can't deny. He could say right now, baby, 3 weeks from now, I'll fly you to Paris. You're not partying at the Ritz.
Right.
Yeah, and
he can't do Paris like her friend is doing Paris.
Right.
He cannot deliver that.
I understand her, too, feeling like, oh my gosh, what an awesome opportunity. I'm so excited. And I also understand him going, you didn't even think about me?
You weren't even concerned about not hanging out with me?
Blow off
my
plans. It's just one night, but it's like...
I know, but it's New Year's. I'm very torn.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got to pick a side. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Sarah and Caleb, and it's probably one of the more polarizing ones. I don't think there's a right answer to this one.
When you say polarizing, I wish you could see every single text.
You're over there just mouth agape as these texts are coming in. People are
fired up.
Unwell. Sarah's got a friend, Megan, who's like in marketing and has offered her the trip of a lifetime. Paris, the Ritz, one of those exclusive parties that you get, like money. You got to be a celebrity to get in.
Right. You cannot buy a ticket.
You can't. But she's invited to be the plus one, but Caleb's like... It's New Year's. Like, this is when we
always
we set our intentions for the next year. We make out at midnight.
Right.
We spend the whole thing together. So, but Sarah's like, this is once in a lifetime.
I know.
Sarah, Caleb, feel free to jump in with anybody, and we're going to get started with Karen.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, girl.
I don't know if there's any winners or losers in this. I think we need to approach this as like trepidatiously as we can. But why? Why are you on his side or her side?
Because this is so controlling. It's controlling. No matter what, he should want her to have an amazing experience without having to feel guilty. Like, I would rather be single than be in a relationship with someone who would make me feel so bad to miss out on something that has nothing to do with cheating or finding someone else on New Year's or anything. That's crazy.
The love of your life says, I really want to spend New Year's with you, and you'd rather be single?
You know what? I made a decision like that when I was younger, and if I could go back and go to New Zealand rather than be with him on his birthday, I sure would.
But that's just because it turned out he was the wrong guy.
Yeah. I mean, if it's my wife's birthday,
it doesn't matter.
And my buddy's in town. I'm with my wife.
Of course
he never comes to visit. I don't think my wife's controlling me.
Right.
Right?
Well, what if it was reversed and I got an invite from one of my guy friends or a bunch of guys, say for, I don't know, a bachelor's party in New Year's in, Thailand or something?
Jesus.
There's a big difference between a bunch of guys. And one good friend. I'm sorry, but that is like guy mentality. Like bachelor's weekend with like a big, big group of guys. I think that's different.
Where's the trust?
Okay. Oh.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh
my God.
What?
Brooke.
Touché.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side.
Why?
Yes.
Of course.
I'm coming.
Why?
I think that they should set a time aside for just the two of them to have a nice little date night when she gets back from her trip.
It's not the same.
Oh, look, it's
not New Year's.
It's
New
Tuesday, Year's. March 3rd. 5, 4, 3. What are we doing?
Totally not
That's
the
so
same,
dumb. I'm sorry, Brooke, but it's like...
I feel like everyone is losing.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, someone loses.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true.
And I don't want to lose out on Paris.
The lines, the crowds.
There's no lines or crowds if you're at an exclusive Ritz party, dude.
Okay.
The opposite of lines. I'm telling you.
It's like suddenly your champagne glass is empty and there's a new one.
Boom,
in your
here.
Hand.
Boom, here.
Excessive drinking in the city of love, Erica?
Hell yeah.
Priscilla?
Yes.
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 Whose side are you on?
Oh, well, my thought is if they're a couple, they're either engaged or married. If they're not, they're just a dating pair. And he should be thrilled for her.
So you're on her side.
That?
So until
Absolutely.
He marries her?
If he are engaged.
I need to say something. Okay.
Sure.
I need to say something here. Speaking of which, all right, I didn't want to say this, but I actually bought a ring and
Jesus!
Don't blow it now, man! Now she has to go to Paris.
On New Year's.
You can't!
Now she has to go to Paris because it's already, the proposal's already...
What?
What?
Yep.
Caleb, that... I don't... That reads more controlling. I'm sorry.
Not if, well, this is before. No, this is before I even knew about the trip.
But now he's ruined his own plan.
Oh, Caleb,
I'm sorry.
We've never talked about that, we haven't even gotten to that point. I feel like where we're talking about that.
Well, that's what I was doing. Going to do for New Year's.
Talk about it.
Maybe you could have said something like, I have big plans for New Year's, but like saying, you're right. I hate
She's
saying Erica's right, but
Paris.
Like, no, she doesn't have to go to Paris, but like, you can't surprise somebody with something they already know is happening.
No, and apparently she didn't know that was an option for them.
For the love.
I don't know. I feel like you're just turning up the dial on the guilt trip.
Oh.
Well, this is what I did. You know, this is before I even knew about your trip. I mean, this was, what I was planning to do on New Year's, so.
There's St. Patrick's Day. There's other holidays.
Birthdays are really good for getting engaged.
Okay. let's just have everybody hold on. Okay.
I don't want to be here anymore.
What do we do with this? She won in Atlanta. Did anybody think she shouldn't go? Like, on the phones, there's not a single call on his side, but does that change it?
There were some texts.
On his side?
Yeah, my grandmother said, whatever you're doing at the stroke of midnight, you're doing all year, so be careful. It's not being with him. Ugh. There were some other texts just saying, Yeah, it's New Year's.
Okay.
What? I mean, he was getting called out. Like, she's like, you're just the boyfriend. What's he supposed to do?
Why would he say I bought a ring? That's like so.
I know.
Well, if he did it before, she planned the thing.
But don't say it on the radio, dude. To me, that reads more controlling. It's like, I was gonna do. It's like, it's such a guy move to like, it's one more level on guilt trip. If it's even true.
No, I think it's true.
You really think it's true?
I don't think he would say it if it wasn't true, but it is concerning that they haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
He said, he's like, we're together every New Year.
It sounds like it's been a while. Yeah.
Does this change anybody, or did she just win in a landslide? 303-222-5423.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.